here we are supposed to be a Christian nation, and we have a handful of us that come over there with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. The rest of us are going over there in the power of the devil. You know, and he's already over there anyway. You know, the Buddhist, I mean, the devil's already over there. You don't have to worry about him. He's there. But he's over here too. You know, so you don't have to worry about that either. But when he says, but when we think about, but as it is written, eye has not seen. Now, eyes cannot see these spiritual things that God gives. And ears can't hear these blessings that God's given to us. But if you're a man or a son of God, by His Spirit, He will reveal these mighty things to you. As you get in His Word and study it, He will reveal to you these wonderful things. And for those young men and women that want to do good things for God, if you'll spend time with Him in the Word, that's a secret. When you draw near to Him, He draws near to you. You know, it's so wonderful. You know, stand up here, honey. You know, she can be off over here working, doing all kinds of things, you know. Not even thinking about me, you know. She can be busy looking out there, you know, amongst y'all, doing everything. I'm over here. And all of a sudden, I think, you know, I just walk over here and say, honey, I sure do love you. And you know, whatever, she turns loose, stops, grabs me, hugs me, turns and gives me a couple of kisses. When I draw near to her, what does she do to me, Tom? Oh, she draws close to me. See? Now, who had to take the initiative? See, she was busy, wasn't even thinking about me. You know. She's busy. She's working, doing things, putting things up, whatever. But when I drew near to her and told her I love her, hey, she stops everything and she draws near to me.
Amen.
Now then, is there any difference between us and God? When you put your arm around the King, when you get in the Word and draw near to Him, whoo, the King draws near to you, doesn't He?
Yes, He does.
Ooh, and He'll reveal, and that's when this verse will come alive by His Spirit. He said, oh, my son, while you're over here, my daughter, while you're over here, I got some things I want to show you in the Word. Oh, and all of a sudden you think, wow, where did that come from, God? He said, that's just a little golden nugget I want to show you because you drew near to me. That's just like when He began to reveal Himself. I spent 10 years studying the Word, drawing near to God. Whenever He spoke to me, and then He began to show me these little tiny things that what I have for you, I'm telling you, what I know today, I did not learn in my 65 years in a Baptist church. I learned them studying this book.
Amen.
I got revelation from God. You know, if I hadn't have sucked that 10 years and all those other years to study and spend time with Him, and still to this day, when I go in my office, I lock myself up in there. And sometimes for hours, I'm reading or listening to the Word of God. And sometimes I'll just click on one of the chapters and I'll listen to it and I'll play it over and I'm reading it and I'll click on it and I'll play it over and I'll click on it and I'll play it over. And an hour later, I'm still reading and listening to the same chapter. Somebody said, boy, you must be slow. But thorough.
Yeah.
But the 11th time may be the one when He says, now it's time.
Amen.
I got a little nugget right here I want you to get. And I say, wow, what did I have my brain shut off? What did I have? How did I miss that? Have any of y'all ever done this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? So you can't just get in there and read one time like a novel and get it, right? You know, I can take a novel. I can remember one time I read a book that I was going to give a book report on in an English class. And I read this book one time fast, but it was about cars. And I loved cars. I got up and gave a book report on that, and the teacher could not believe how deep I went in that book report. She said, how many times did you read that book? I said, only once. But my interest was there. And I picked up on all kinds of things. Now, the devil didn't care if I read that book. So he didn't care. You know, so my normal, natural abilities that God had given me turned on, and I could read and comprehend and then give a wonderful book report on this little book I read one time. But when I go to the Bible, it's a different world. First of all, God is not going to open it to me until I become diligent.
Amen.
You know, he's not going to just say, okay. And the devil, he loves it too because he don't want me to get anything. So, you know, when I start to read the Bible, he starts me thinking about that car book I was reading, see. Or that airplane book or something, you know. But yeah, sure, he wants to throw me off. And so I read the book like this guy that's a computer science engineer. He's one of the best computer science engineers I have ever met. He's got a couple of PhDs and I don't know what all. And, I mean, this guy, he used to work for the company I work for. He's got, I don't know, he's been to all those schools up in the Washington area. And I think, really, this guy must know more about Microsoft than Microsoft does themselves. You know, anytime they have a problem they can't fix, they call him, he fixed it. He's the smartest man I ever seen in my life. And I told him one day, I said, why don't you read the Bible? He was a Baptist. I led his wife to Christ. He didn't even know enough about Jesus to lead his own wife to Jesus. I got to lead her to Jesus. And then I told him, I said, why don't you read the Bible? So I finally convinced him to read the New Testament, starting in Matthew. And I guess it was 6 or 8 or 10 months later, I asked him 8 or 10 times. I said, are you reading the Bible? Yep, we're reading it every night. Okay. Finally, when I said, are you reading the Bible? He said, we got through with it. I said, great. I said, what did you think about it? He said, it was a pretty nice book. I said, great. I said, what did you think about it? And I quoted some promise. He said, I read the Bible, and that's not in there. I said, oh, yeah, it is. It said, guaranteed. No, sir, I read it. It's not in my Bible. I said, okay, turn open to whatever. Maybe like Matthew 18, 19 or something. I quoted some fantastically good promise. And he said, no, if I'd have run into a promise that good, I would have remembered it. I said, well, open it up and see what it says. And he turned back over there, and he said, my lands. It says exactly what you say. He said, how did I miss that? I said, it's real easy. I said, how about John 14, 13, 14? I quoted those two. He said, Thurman, wait a minute. Now, if something's that strong, he said, I'd have sure remembered that. I said, well, turn over. And after we went through about 3 or 4 of these, I said, his name was Rick. I said, Rick, you think maybe you ought to read it 2 or 3 more times? He said, when I told you I'd read it and I got it, I guess I didn't get it, did I? And I said, no. Now, see, this is the sharpest guy I know in computers. Got a couple of PhDs and everything else, but he's just like you and me when it comes to reading the Word of God. Until you spend time with God, God is not going to reveal that to you. When you get in the Word and start studying the Word and become an obedient child, what does the Scripture say? God, who's going to reveal this to you? Now, if God don't reveal it to you, you ain't going to get it. You can sit and talk to somebody about healing all day long, like yesterday. A little guy came to me and said, Mr. Scrivener, I just love what you're teaching. And he said, I'm going to call my dad and tell him to get off of his medicine. I said, wait a minute, son. What's happened to your dad? He told me what some kind of serious illness his dad had. He said, you know, I believe if he'll quit this and take not go back to the doctor, he'll get well. I said, no, son, you've got just a little tiny bit of faith right now. But your daddy wasn't here. And he don't have no faith. I said, if you tell your daddy to get off his medicine, your daddy's going to die. I said, that's why God give us doctors, because most of us don't have faith. And I said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you tell your daddy to get off of medicine just because you heard me say, I myself won't never need another doctor. I ain't going to need one. And I ain't going to put no medication in my body. In fact, what started, the guy said, how about flu shots? It's time of the year for flu shots. Do you take flu shots? I said, absolutely not. And then I told him about all the viruses that the U.S. Army has made and is putting in all this. And then I thought about that night. I went home. We turned on CNN a minute at the hotel, and there was a couple of thousand people in New York that they're fixing to send to prison because they won't let the schools vaccinate their children. Yeah. Obviously, your children don't belong to you anymore. And these parents say, no, we're not going to let you vaccinate our children. You know why they want to vaccinate your children? Because this new virus the U.S. Army has come up with, they're putting this in almost everything. And you know what that virus does to you? It kills you. In fact, that new stealth virus that's called the Gulf War Syndrome. How many have heard of the Gulf War Syndrome? Do you know we now know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Cheryl and I heard a doctor tell us this on television, it was out at GLC, that virus is man-made by the U.S. Army, and they're injecting every soldier, man and woman, that goes to the Gulf War with that virus, and anywhere from 1 to 5 years, it kills them. Yeah, we are killing our own troops. And the hospitals right now, the VA hospitals, are full of people with a Gulf War syndrome. And nobody until just recently knew what it was. And a man, that he was an analyst that worked for the U.S. Army, and his wife too, and their daughter went to the Gulf War, and she had it. When she come back, she had it. And with they having access to all these wonderful inventions, they're going to find out what's wrong with their daughter. They don't want her to die. And when that daddy finally found this virus and pulled it out, he said, there's never been anything seen like this in the medical history. So they went and started checking to see if it could be man-made. And they checked all the patents. And guess what? There was a patent on this little beast. And it belongs to the U.S. Army. Isn't that something? So the U.S. Army is putting this virus, you know what it's there for? Population control.
Amen.
They're killing us. If the church hasn't learned how to walk by faith, and then the other day I was telling a man that had a top secret clearance in the military for years, he's now out. I was sitting talking with him. I said, you know, I just learned about this. He said, well, I guess I'll tell you some other news that said you may not know. I said, what's that? He said, you ever heard where the AIDS virus comes from? I said, well, no. He said, it's man-made too. He said, the U.S. Army made it too. He said, the AIDS virus was man-made. The U.S. Army made it. They have the patent on the AIDS virus. He said, that's where it come from. U.S. Army. That's something, isn't it? And what are we doing? Killing our own people. So why are we taking our people to court if they won't let you vaccinate their children? Because they can't control you.
That's right.
And if you give those children that virus, and it's got a 1 to, even up some cases as much as 10 years before it will, whatever they call it, mutate or whatever that is, you know, that causes it to start killing you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.